Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
Excuse me while I make one final edit to my attack ad for Abby.
What?
As she just a couple of seconds ago made it a whole bunch easier, not knowing east from west. Thank you. I appreciate you. Our political attack ads that you guys been asking about, we are putting those off till next hour because they got a little racy this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We said we weren't going to talk about politics, so we really haven't at all. We wanted this sort of to be just a safe haven away from all of that stuff, except you guys kept telling us, you got to do the political attack ads that we've been doing every 4 years forever, right? So we got them. All of ours just turned out to be a little racy, so we're going to do it in a time of the show when there are less kids listening.
Yes. Okay. Even though most kids are out of school today because it is an election day, we're still going to be cautious because we're just a bunch of immature fools in this studio that can't write anything without making it dirty.
You know, I did want to mention one thing about the election today, and I thought this was really, really important. And I'm not talking about Republicans and Democrats. I'm just talking about the state of the country because there really is this bubbling anxiety, and I certainly understand it. In fact, I think I read survey the other day that 70% of Americans are nervous about this election, right? Well, first of all, being nervous, not going to do anything about it. The only control you have is going out and voting, right? And then you got to kind of sit back and watch what's going down. I just wanted to remind everybody that no matter what happens in this election over the course of the next couple of days, first of all, don't even think you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and we're going to know who the president is going to be. I think it's going to take days into, if not weeks, to find out exactly who it's going to be, right? This country's going to be okay. This country has gone through a lot over the hundreds of years we've been around. It feels to me like the way that candidates now are the way that they are trying to get elected is both sides use an equal amount of fear. So you kind of feel like if your candidate and if you're stuck in that algorithm, right, you kind of feel like if your candidate doesn't win today, the sky is going to fall. I assure you, it is not. It is a very stressful time. Half of the country in a couple of days when their candidate does not win is going to be pretty bummed out. All right. Let them have that. But we are, as a country, going to be okay. This country has gone through a lot of highs and a lot of lows. So don't think it's coming to an end on Thursday if your candidate doesn't get elected. All we got to do is chill out and take the win and take the loss, but we are all going to be all right. There are already indications, you know, things are going to get freaky here over the next couple of days. There have already been like bomb threats have already been called in some of the election precincts. There are some ballots in some states and some counties like Cobb County may not count thousands of absentee ballots. You're going to see this a lot over the course of the next couple of days. It's going to be a cluster. It is going to be a cluster. But at the end of the day, honestly, I think what I'm just trying to say is It's going to be okay.
And if you need to feel better, I want you to follow Sesame Street on Instagram because they posted yesterday, because they get it. Grover saying, it's okay to be anxious.
Oh, Grover. Aww.
Yes.
Wow. So, anxiety cured. I'll cancel therapy.
This made me feel better, but I'm still taking my pills today.
Yeah, it just doesn't do any good. Like, the only control you really have is going and voting. And at that point, all you can do is stand back and wait for the results. But worrying about it's not going to do you any good.
Amen.
So I think the thing that I just really wanted to stress is, again, this country's gone through a lot. A lot of ups, a lot of downs. A lot of us weren't around during the whole Nixon thing. From what I understand, the country was a mess when that whole thing was going on. We survived. We're going to survive this.
I just need to know one thing. What wine pairs well with election results?
Well, it depends.
All of them.
Yeah.
Tequila. Yeah.
If your candidate doesn't win, she's right. Your wine is tequila or vodka.
Sauvignon vodka.
All right, let's get an update from Sarah here. Do you guys remember we did a topic some time ago about older folks being scammed online? And at the time, Sarah gave us a call and totally shocked us. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Morning, Kristen, my fellow Lexapro sister.
What up, girl?
Hey. Is that what they call people from Lexington?
Lexapros? Yeah, girl, make sure you take your meds today. Today is not the day to forget.
Yeah, I feel like I need to double up.
Yeah.
Is it too early to start drinking? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so just to refresh our memory, when we were doing that segment, you had called up and you said that your mom was being scammed on Facebook, right?
No, it was, it started out on a dating site, and it's been probably about 4 years now, and so she found two people that were in her area. And they connected, and all of a sudden they have to go out of the country because they're engineers and they can't get back in the country because of all these situations. So, yeah, that's how it all started. Needing money because they're in the hospital, their engineering equipment was stolen, just all kinds of crazy scenarios. Now, they talked a good long time before they actually asked her for money. So they developed this relationship. So a lonely old woman, that's who they target. And that was who she was. So, yeah, last time we talked was June or July. And she admitted to us that she lost $1.2 million.
Ooh. That's like stomach dropping numbers.
And this was just some random person that she had fallen for, or was this somebody that was saying that they were a celebrity?
No, it was a random person. There were two different people she was talking to, but they were using pictures. And I want to give a shout out to Scam Haters United on Facebook,
okay,
because they have technology that I could not find online. And they pinpointed whose pictures that they were using. They were using an Italian artist in Italy. And I actually called that Italian artist. Cost me a lot. And I told him his picture's being used. And I asked him, could you please FaceTime my mom to prove that you're not actually the one talking to her? He wouldn't do it. He said, just show her these messages. And I said, that's not going to work. You don't really understand. And that was all on Instagram. And he ended up blocking me. I'm sure I sounded crazy. But and then the other guy was an actor in England. And he's an actor. So he had a little snippet of recording telling everybody about himself. And the lady from Scam Haters United played that for her and asked, you know, on the times that he has called you, is this the voice that you're hearing? And she says, no, it's kind of muffled. I'm like, okay then. So that kind of turned her around for a little bit. And lately, or 2 weeks ago, we were supposed to have plans, and she kept changing the times, changing the days, last minute, and I just felt like something was up. And so I did some investigating, and she was texting my husband to fix little things in her house. And I found out that she sold her house over a month ago.
No.
To these people. And I don't want to give the company name because I'm working with somebody locally, a high-profile attorney who thinks they might could help. But it's an outrageous name on the property taxes. And the real estate agent is married to the person on the name of the company. And I have a real estate agent friend who pulled up the listing for me, and it says on special remarks that the seller is related to the agent, which is not the case. And yeah, so it was sold well below market value, and it was an actual sell, and now they're reselling it, and the MLS number is fake. There are multiple typos in the listing description. And I've brought this to her attention, and she didn't know that I know, but on the same day that I found out that it was sold, and I was at work, and I thought I was going to be sick, but the bank called me. There's another adult protective service case manager involved, the same one that was involved in 2022, and I was told that there were three more cases on her this year. But I wasn't contacted on those. But nothing happens when Adult Protective Services get involved, mostly because if she's willing to send the money, there's not much that they can do.
All right, so I'm a little confused.
So I'm at a loss. We should be planning Thanksgiving and Christmas plans, and she's not talking to me. I'm not a scammer, so she's not going to talk to me.
Sarah, yeah. can you hear
I
us?
I got pictures, though. We've got pictures of somebody going into the bank with her. So we actually have a...
So when you... our phone dropped out on our side.
Okay, so we're going to have to get her... I was kind of lost in all of the details, but at the end of the day, her mom has given away millions of dollars and just sold her house to give this scammer the money from the house as well.
And if you think about it, too, aside from the financial strife... she's no longer talking to her daughter because she doesn't believe her daughter. She believes the scammers, and now they're not spending the holidays together. So the rift that these people are causing in the family, let alone stealing millions of dollars. And I can't believe adult protective services. I just feel like more should be able to be done.
You hear stories like this all the time, but you don't think that they're real. Here's a woman that's probably out $2 million now that has been scammed by somebody saying that they're in love with her and they're going to be together. And there's nothing you can do because she's so focused on it that there's nothing you can say to her to think that it's not a scam.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. So I hope they're able to do something because... this is the kind of thing that ruins your financial future.
Yeah,
ever.
It's The Burt Show.
You're on The Burt Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.